You'll listen to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberry with no e's.com.
Notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair.
Good evening. This is Orson Welles. Personally, I've never met anybody who didn't like a good ghost story. But I know a lot of people who think there are a lot of people who don't like a good ghost story. For the benefit of these, at least, I go on record at the outset of this evening's entertainment with a sober assurance that although blood may be curdled on this program, none will be spilt. There's no shooting, knifing, throttling, axing, or poisoning here. No clanking chains, no cobwebs, no bony and or hairy hands appearing from secret panels or, better yet, bedroom curtains. If it's any part of that dear old phosphorescent foolishness that people who don't like ghost stories don't like, then again, I promise you, we haven't got it. Not tonight. What we do have is a thriller. It's half as good as we think it is. You can call it a shocker. It's already been called a real Orson Welles story. Now, frankly, I don't know what this means. I've been on the air directing and acting in my own shows for quite a while now, and I don't suppose I've done more than half a dozen thrillers in all that time. Honestly, I don't think even that many, but it seems I do have a reputation for the uncanny. Quite possibly, a little escapade of mine involving a couple of planets, which shall be nameless, is responsible. Doesn't really matter. Don't think I disapprove of thrillers. I don't. A story doesn't have to appeal to the heart. It can also appeal to the spine. Sometimes you want your heart to be warmed, and sometimes you want your spine to tingle. The tingling, it's to be hoped, will be quite audible as you listen tonight.
These programs are brought to you by Clyde's Artwork. www.mpir-otr.com. Clyde's Artwork, mpir-otr.com, and click on the menu item, Clyde's Artwork. There are watercolor creations of pen and ink of various characters of old time radio and places that I've visited and seen throughout my life. All these works of art are hosted on fineartamerica.com, and I've placed a convenient shopping page there for you. And select what you're interested in. And thank you for supporting Mystery Play Internet Radio.
The shadow knows.
Again, Blue Coal Dealers present radio's strangest adventurer, The Shadow. Mystery man who strikes terror into the very hearts of shopsters, lawbreakers, and criminals. Today, Blue Coal brings you The Shadow's latest adventure, The White Legion. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, our last adventure with The Shadow for this season will begin. In the meantime, let's give a thought to the special heating problems of the spring season. Springtime means warm days, cool days, showers and uneven temperatures that bring colds and sniffles. So guard against uncertain weather. Burn blue coal in your heating plant, for blue coal protects against varying temperatures. Its harmless blue color is your guarantee of steadier, more dependable heat at less cost. So when you're buying fuel, insist on blue coal, Pennsylvania's finest anthracite. Order a trial ton from your nearest Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. And listen for the Shadow's important message at the end of the program.
Smith, will you bring me those papers?
Yes, Mr. Devons.
Which one of you is William Devons?
Right here. What can I do for you?
We want you, Devons.
Huh?
Drop that ledger and get your hat.
Hey. I've got you all covered. Set up against the wall.
Oh, they've got masks on.
Let go of me. What do you mean barging into my office?
Do as you're told. The White Legion wants you, Devons, and we go in wherever we have business. Move.
Why, you...
Shut up. Now, the rest of you stand back. We're the White Legion, and Mr. Devons is going to learn a lesson he'll never forget. Prisoner William Devons has confessed his part in a conspiracy against the sacred institutions of the White Legion. We give him to the All High Commander.
Let the accused know his fate.
Have you anything to say, Devons?
I plead with you, don't kill me. I've got a wife and children.
Silence!
Please, let me go.
Give him another taste of the whip. That's better. Now secure the prisoner and stand him over the trap door.
Don't!
Open the trap.
Ah! Well, glad to find you in, Margot, and up. How about a little shopping with me this morning?
I'd love it, Lamont, but isn't 10 o'clock a trifle early for you?
Not this morning, at any rate. I've already paid a call on Commissioner Weston on my way over. Poor man's up to his neck, as usual.
What's the trouble now?
Well, he's got quite a few things on his mind, one of them being William Devons.
William Devons? Isn't he the chief of the Bureau of Markets?
He was. But this morning, his body was found far out at sea, bound hand and foot, and apparently thrown from a ship.
Oh.
Peculiarly atrocious murder.
Good heavens, Lamont. Any clues?
So far, none. Another thing bothering the commissioner is the matter of this White Legion.
The White
Legion?
Yes.
It's a band of men calling themselves Avengers of Injustice, who are taking the law into their own hands, terrorizing, assaulting, and abducting, often in broad daylight and in the most unexpected places.
Well, that's strange. I haven't seen anything about it in the papers.
So far, it's been kept out of the papers. But in spite of that, enough has gotten out so that demands are being made of Weston that something be done immediately.
Poor Commissioner Weston. He seems to have his hands full.
And on top of all that, young Alton Parker's life has been threatened. He's the assistant district attorney, you know.
His life threatened? Why?
Well, Parker's prosecuting the case against Red Collins, the gangster accused of killing Boss Houseman a couple of months ago. The trial comes up this week. Oh, it's all sinister politics, I suppose. Weston seemed to think the White Legion was mixed up in that, too.
Then the White Legion has some connection with politics?
It's possible. However, if we're going to start suspecting people, we could begin at the top of the City Hall crowd and go to the bottom. It's Weston's problem, not ours. Want to go shopping with me?
Why not? What are we going for?
Oh, a little exercise and a few shirts. Come along.
Linens and embroidery, the next aisle over, madam.
Look, darling, don't you think this airplane luggage is just the thing for our trip south?
Oh, it's nice, dear, but I can't seem to enthuse about this trip somehow, Alton. We've planned so many times before, and now this latest development. Oh, I'm terribly worried, dear.
Oh, now, please, Helen. District attorneys are always getting threatening letters. They don't mean a thing.
Yes, but...
And Mr. Lawrence promised just as soon as this Red Collins case is finished, I can pack up and go. We start trial tomorrow. It can't last more than a week.
I know. I'm sorry to be so spineless, but... Alton!
What's the matter, dear?
Those two men I saw when we came in the store, they're coming this way.
Now, Helen, please don't
let
your imagination...
All right, Parker, there's a gun in my pocket. Shut up and come
along. You keep your mouth shut, Mrs. Parker, and stand right here.
What are you trying to do?
The White Legion wants to ask you some questions, Parker.
Is that so? Well, take this.
Alton, stop it!
All right, stand back, the lot of you. This is an arrest.
Drag him out, Deke. Get back there. We're off.
He arrested somebody.
Must be his wife. Hey, she's fainted. Look out, there she is.
Will you please clear the aisle, please?
Keep the aisle clear, please.
They put that guy in a car and drove off with him. The cop at the corner went after him.
Will somebody please look after her? I'd better phone the police.
Yes, I'll take care of her.
Is she all right, Margot?
I think so, Lamont. Just fainted.
I beg your pardon. This must be her husband's briefcase. Papers scattered all over. I'll pick them up.
Here, Alton.
Let me help you.
Alton. Oh, my husband. Save him. There now. Save him. They've notified the police. Who is your husband?
He's the assistant district attorney, Alton Parker.
Alton Parker?
Those men who took them away. They're from the White Legion. I heard them say it. Oh, please, please do something.
Will you come to the first aid room, madam? They're sending over detectives.
Oh, yes. Please, I feel so weak.
Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Parker. I'm Hartley Clays, owner and publisher of The Globe. Is this your husband's briefcase?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
I'll be very glad to deliver it to the district attorney's office if you say so. There may be valuable papers, you know.
Oh, yes, if you will, please. Thank you, Mr. Clay.
Now, if you'll come right this way, please, Mrs. Parker.
Thanks.
Excuse me, Mr. Clay.
Oh, who are you?
My name is Mount Cranston.
Oh, well, what do you make of this?
If what she says is true, it's more of the White Legion's handiwork.
Oh, you think so?
I understand they were mixed up in the murder of Boss Houseman.
Oh, that's pure hearsay. There was no real evidence.
Still, Red Collins is going to trial for shooting Boss Houseman, and Alton Parker is slated to prosecute. It all hangs together, doesn't it?
Well, I suppose so. Anyway, I intend to take this matter up editorially in my paper this very afternoon. The Globe has kept away from the White Legion up to now. So much politics mixed up in it, you know.
Yes, I know.
Yes, but this is terrible. I'll see what Commissioner Weston is doing about it. Well, I must go along now. Oh, wait, let me see. Is that paper on the floor out of this briefcase?
Yes. Oh. Seems to be nothing but a sales folder. Special today. White goods sale.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, I'll get this briefcase down to the district attorney's office. Glad to have met you, sir.
Very glad to have met you, Mr. Clays. Oh, there you are, Margot. Sure right now?
Yes, but suffering from shock, poor woman. Oh, this is an outrage, Lamont. You ought to do something. The Shadow ought to do something.
I imagine you're right.
Where did you get those papers?
I think they fell out of Alton Parker's briefcase, and they're rather important, I believe. You see the title on them?
Yes.
Evidence, the State versus Red Collins.
But why are you... Oh, I'm beginning to see.
Yes. The Shadow is doing something about the White Legion, Margot. And what's more, I expect to have a very busy afternoon.
It's a message from the commander, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got it, Mr. Clays. S U N M A R 2011. There you are, sir. I'll put it on your desk.
Thank you. See who that is at the door.
Yes, sir.
Telegram, Mr. Clays.
Thank you.
I'll take it,
Thank you. A telegram for you, Mr. Clays.
Telegram? Well, what can this mean? Oh, yes. Congratulations on your splendid editorial in this afternoon's Globe. It was almost convincing.
What?
Signed, The Shadow.
What? The Shadow?
Stop trembling, you fool.
But if The Shadow is after...
We'll take care of The Shadow just as we take care of the rest of them. He can't bluff me.
Wait. The door's opening.
Pardon the intrusion, Mr. Clays.
Who is that? Who speaks?
I am the one they call The Shadow.
He's here. In this room.
I've heard of you and your tricks, Shadow. Where are you?
Here. In the shadows. But don't be alarmed because you can't see me. I've only come for a short visit, Mr. Clays.
Why honor me with your presence?
As a newspaper editor, I thought you might like to hear the news.
What news?
The White Legion is about to be exposed.
The White Legion? Exposed?
I presume you'll want to run an extra on that.
Why, yes, of course. I'm sure I'll be very pleased. Fair-minded citizens of this city and state can force an exposé of that organization.
You sound like your own editorials, Mr. Clays.
If you're insinuating that I have some connection with the White Legion, you're very much mistaken.
I never insinuate, Mr. Clays. I simply wanted to keep you posted. The next time you hear my voice, Clays, be ready to run your extras. It will be the signal that the White Legion is doomed.
Before The Shadow continues its adventure, I want to give you a message from Blue Coal dealers throughout the country. As announced earlier, this is the final Shadow broadcast of the winter series. Blue Coal dealers take this opportunity to express their great appreciation for the many letters they have received praising these broadcasts. They are also deeply grateful to New England families who have favored Blue Coal with a volume of business which has created a sensation in the fuel industry in New England this winter. We are, of course, happy that so many families have learned through experience that Blue Coal, an American product, is Pennsylvania's finest anthracite. It is the best quality fuel that can be used. For not only is Blue Coal safe, clean, and convenient, it is economical, too. The Glen Alden Coal Company, who mine Blue Coal, have prepared it especially for home use. No wonder Blue Coal sales in New England have increased more than 28% this winter compared to the same period a year ago. You may be sure that the high standards of quality which have been responsible for this increase in business will be maintained at all times. So take a tip from Blue Coal families, and for better, more economical heat, switch to Blue Coal tomorrow. Ask for it by name. Order a trial ton from your nearest Blue Coal dealer. His name is listed in the Where to Buy It section of your classified telephone directory under the name Blue Coal.
see those notes, Margot.
What makes you think Hartnick Clay's is mixed up with this White Legion, Lamont?
A little deductive reasoning, Margot. I've noticed that since this White Legion stuff has broken in the papers, Clay's paper, The Globe, has been deliberately playing it down. Clay's editorial policy seems to be that the atrocities of the White Legion have been greatly exaggerated.
It does sound peculiar.
Exactly. Clay seemed rather confused when I appeared to him this afternoon as the Shadow. Well, this may clean up matters.
What have you got there?
It's a copy I made of a memorandum that was on Clay's desk.
Let's see. Oh, what in the world does it mean, these two words? Convocation, Water Chapel. Then this string of letters and numbers. SUNMAR2011. Doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does. S-U-N is Sunday. M-A-R is March.
Yes.
And then 20 and 11, Convocation Water Chapel, Sunday, March 20th at 11.
But that's today.
Yes, probably at 11 tonight. And I have an idea that the Water Chapel is the place where they're holding Alton Parker prisoner. We're going to find out. Bring the car and meet me in the block next to Clay's house at 8 o'clock, Margot.
Yes.
If Clay's is going to that meeting, we'll follow him. Slow down, Margot. You want to get too close to Hartley Clay's car.
This fog rolling in, we'll be lucky if we don't lose them entirely. Can you see their car through the field glasses, Lamont?
Yes, it's turned down that side road toward the bay. There's a small shack on the edge of the water. Oh, the fog's getting heavier. Makes it hard to see.
Mm. That shack must be the place they call the Water Chapel.
Yes. It's apparently right on the edge of the channel. It goes out to sea. Better stop here, Margot. Let's get out.
All right, Lamont. There's a small inlet here.
Yeah.
We can see better now.
So that fog doesn't get any thicker. There's a motorboat tied up the wharf. Three cars parked nearby. Wait. Clay's and the man with him are getting out. They're going toward the shack.
I don't see any light in the place.
Someone's opening the door. Yes, there's a figure dressed in a long white robe and a mask with a white cap on his head.
Oh.
They've gone inside. Blast, that fog is getting so thick I can't see the place any longer.
What are you going to do now?
Somehow I've got to get out there. And I'd just as soon not go by the front door.
Oh, look, Lamont. This old rowboat lying in the inlet.
Good idea, Margaret. There seems to be only one oar, but I can paddle with that. This inlet apparently leads down into the channel.
Oh, Lamont, please be careful. There's a terrible current rushing out to sea, and in that fog you won't be able to see anything.
Oh, I'll be all right, but if you don't hear from me by 6 o'clock in the morning, get in touch with Commissioner Weston. Give him the location of this place and warn him to bring a few men with him.
Yes.
If I get what I expect, I won't need him.
What do you expect to get?
Enough evidence to wipe out the White Legion from top to bottom.
All right, Parker, get yourself ready to meet the judgment of the White Legion.
What judgment?
The judgment of death. I'll be back for you in a minute.
Judgment of death.
Alton Parker.
Who? Who's that?
Quiet. I am the Shadow. I've come to help you.
The Shadow?
Keep your chin up and do what they tell you. We'll see this through. Careful.
Step out, Parker, and follow me.
This meeting of the comrades of the White Legion will come to order. First offender, present the accused.
The accused stands before you, All High Commander.
First recorder.
The prisoner, Alton Parker, having committed acts against the order of the White Legion, acts that we consider detrimental to the good of our city, we have signed his order of punishment. With the consent of the comrades, we give him into your hands.
Let the accused know his fate.
Alton Parker, have you anything to say?
Yes, yes, I have. I was to have prosecuted a murderer tomorrow. A man known as Red Collins, who by your help and instigation killed Al Hausman, your political rival.
Wow.
It's common knowledge that this White Legion of yours sides with the party in power at City Hall. And all your sanctimonious chatter about the good of our city doesn't fool anybody. Prosecuting criminals is my job. And if that prosecution endangers the lives and reputations of one political clique or another, it's no concern of mine.
Cut it short, Parker. You have one more minute.
I know why you're getting rid of me. Because your White Legion is mixed up in the worst scandal this state has ever known. And I know what that scandal is. If you, with your robes and masks, knew what that scandal is, you wouldn't be members of this gang. You'd ask your leaders what kind of money-grafting racket they're running. Ask him, the one that sits there on his mock throne.
Put him away!
Who tore off my mask?
You fools, get back.
Here it is, Commander. The strap broke.
That's odd. I could have sworn I felt someone tear it.
Come to order, men. Stand the accused over the trap.
You are sentenced to die, Alton Parker.
You'll pay for this, all of you. There's a power beyond your reach that'll make you pay.
If you mean the Shadow, when the time comes, we'll deal with the Shadow in a way he won't forget.
Silence! Stand ready at the trap.
Give me that rope. I want to dispose of Mr. Parker myself. Ready?
The trap is ready.
Good! Oh! In another half hour, Alton Parker's body will be far at sea. The vengeance of the White Legion is now completed. We've called the Shadow's bluff.
Commissioner Weston speaking.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Oh, it's you, Shadow.
This morning they're bringing Red Collins to trial for the murder of Boss Houseman.
Do you think I don't know
about... Wait, Commissioner, this is urgent. When the trial starts, have a man stationed at each entrance to the courtroom. Don't let anyone in or out without your authority, and wait yourself by the main entrance. I think you'll have a surprise.
What's the idea? I'll do it if you tell me what...
I can't tell you anything more now, Commissioner, except this. If you don't do it, you'll regret it the rest of your life.
Well, I don't know what you're planning, but it better be good.
Oh, it'll be good, Commissioner. I'll promise you that. It'll be good.
Your Honor, I request that this man who calls himself Red Collins be reprimanded for his insults to me, the district attorney.
Proceed with the case, please.
Very well. Collins, who paid you to murder Boss Houseman?
Defense objects, Your Honor.
Objection sustained.
All right, Your Honor. Perhaps you'll answer this question, Collins. Were you ever a member of the White Legion?
I was not. I told you that once before already.
Defense requests that the prosecutor stick to the case in hand. The murder of Al Houseman.
The case in hand, as the defense and everybody else knows, goes far beyond the prosecution of this gangster.
Why, that's... Order!
I intend to prove, Your Honor, that this man Collins killed Al Houseman. But that Collins acted under the instructions of the notorious gang known as the White Legion. The same gang who caused the mysterious disappearance of my able assistant, Mr. Elton Parker.
Confine yourself to the case at hand.
The district attorney seems to have some trouble doing that.
Here. Look at this note, Collins. Do you deny sending that to Houseman the day before he was killed?
Sure. I wrote the letter and sent it to him. I told you that once already, too.
Why? Why did you write him such a threatening letter?
To scare him into paying me the money he owed me. That's why. I told you that once, too.
Mr. Collins is lying.
Hey, who's that?
He can neither read nor write.
Who is speaking? I demand that he identify himself.
Is there someone in this courtroom who wishes to be sworn as a witness? Where are you? Who are you?
I am the Shadow, Judge Rusko. I have some unsworn testimony that may interest you. The men who paid Red Collins to commit murder are in this room. They are the leaders of the White Legion. They have secretly milked the city treasury of over $10 million in the past 3 years. Their hands are red with blood.
I protest at this ridiculous procedure.
One of those men is sitting here in this courtroom. His name has been honored in the past. But he is a murderer.
Silence, I tell you.
Who is it? Tell us who it is.
His name... It's Hartney Clays.
Hartney Clays!
A sanctimonious crusading editor who used his influence and position to learn the movements of the law and keep suspicion away from himself.
If there is any further disturbance, I will order the courtroom clear.
Judge Rusko.
Yes, Mr. Clays.
I insist this farce be concluded. If this shadow accuses me, let him present evidence.
The evidence is ready.
Order, order. You are making a fuss of this court of justice, whoever you are. If you don't stop, I will suspend the hearing.
No, the Shadow talk.
Yes, sir.
I have talked enough. I now call your attention to the young man who is just entering the door with Commissioner Weston.
Parker. It's Alton Parker.
It's Parker, the assistant district attorney that disappeared. I demand the suspension of this trial.
No. This trial won't be suspended until I present the evidence for conviction. You couldn't find that evidence, could you, Mr. Clays? It wasn't in my briefcase. Killing me wouldn't have destroyed it, because it's right here. After I was kidnapped in the store, these papers were sent to Commissioner Weston. Enough evidence to send Red Collins to the electric chair, to put an end forever to this murdering gang of hypocrites who call themselves the White Legion. I order the arrest of Hartney Clays. Commissioner Weston.
Right here, Mr. Parker. Stick out your hands, Clays.
You realize what you're doing?
Yes, I'm slipping a pair of handcuffs on you, mister. You'll be locked up and charged with the murder of William Devons, among others.
Go to it, Parker. Run out the rat.
Yes,
go
on, get him out.
I'll relinquish the bench.
Just a moment, sir. Now I move a suspension for the presentment of new charges to the grand jury. Those charges will show that the city funds have been tampered with. They will name the six leaders of the White Legion, including its all-high commander, the brains and moving force of its murderous atrocities, the man who sits on the bench at this moment, Judge Matthew Rusco.
Here we are, all of you. The doors are guarded. Sergeant, have your man place Judge Rusco under arrest and all four men at the defense table.
Right, sir. Come on now.
Quiet, please. Quiet. Quiet. There's one thing more. I want to pay this public tribute to the one who, more than any other, is responsible for this triumph of justice. The one who calls himself the Shadow.
My fellow citizens, I thank you, but let me remain a voice that wakes the guilty conscience, brings terror to the wrongdoer, and comfort to the oppressed. Know me only as the Shadow.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you John Barclay, Blue Coal's heating expert. But before we hear Mr. Barclay, we want to remind you that at the close of the program, the Shadow himself has an interesting message for you. Be sure to listen. And now, Mr. Barclay.
Thank you, Ken. And now a word about heating hot water this summer. Many listeners have had the experience of preparing to take a shower only to discover the hot water supply has been exhausted. Now, this condition should not exist in any home. There can always be an unlimited supply of hot water when you heat it with the efficient and up-to-date hot water tank heaters that manufacturers are turning out today. These heaters are still known in many communities as bucket-a-day or pot stoves. Their cost is trifling, even when installed with automatic draft regulators, which make their operations semi-automatic. They guarantee a generous supply of really hot water at a cost of about one-third present gas bills. I suggest that you ask your Blue Coal dealer about this hot water heating equipment. He'll be very glad to quote a price on the size best suited to your requirements.
Thank you, Mr. Barclay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, that interesting message we promised you. The part of Lamont Cranston and the Shadow has been played by one of the most distinguished figures in the theater today, Mr. Orson Welles, famous for his production of Shakespeare in Modern Dress, a director of the Mercury Theater, producer of Broadway hits like Julius Caesar and The Shoemaker's Holiday. Mr. Welles, still a very young man, is making for himself a unique place in the field of dramatic art. We have been indeed fortunate in having Mr. Welles on our Shadow programs. But now I know all of you would like to hear a few words from Mr. Welles.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Words can hardly express my great enjoyment in doing this program for you. And now, before I leave you, I want to thank our sponsors, Blue Coal, for giving me the opportunity of doing this show. And I want to thank our cast for the wonderful work they've done throughout our entire season. And above all, I want to thank you, our listeners, for your loyalty. We all hope you've enjoyed listening to the shows as much as we have playing them. You know, in the theater, we can see our audience. We're able to tell how well we're received by the applause we get, but unfortunately, we have no way of knowing how much you've enjoyed us over the air.
Wait, Orson, may I make a suggestion?
I certainly, Agnes Moorhead, or should I say Margot Lane.
There is a way. If you've enjoyed this program and would like to let Mr. Welles and all of us know about it, simply phone your nearest Blue Coal dealer and tell him so tomorrow morning. Tell him how much you've enjoyed the adventures of the Shadow.
A very fine idea, Agnes. And now, ladies and gentlemen, good night and goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Welles. And let's all take Agnes Moorhead's suggestion and give the cast the volume of applause they deserve. Phone your nearest Blue Coal dealer tomorrow morning. Tell him how much you've enjoyed the adventures of the Shadow. and that you'd like the shadow programs to resume again in the fall. You have just heard a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine. All the characters and all the persons named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
As you sow evil, so shall you reap evil. Crime does not pay. A shadow knows.